Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. And now, let your edge out. Took some ice, fuck, you'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I need rest now, got me bummed out. You so, you so, you. Baby, 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 I've been on my empty mind since I should've came from school with me. I worry that I wasted the system be on you, baby, you don't care. Now I'm gonna be a nuisance, this is urgent. Tryna make some simple change, got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go and wait, can't keep withholding me. Choose the right, what will be something for me. All the while, I wave my arm up, be with a smile. Still wanna try, still believe in. Good days, always inside. Good days, in my mind. Hold me on my mind, fears, my limitations, I disappear. Feeling like Joe, when he loves this shit. Gotta hold my own, my cross to the alone night. Ooh, way to dip, way to kill the fools. No, you like that sticking. Screw it, baby, baby. Heavy on my empty mindset. I gotta keep on losing the best of me. Still worry that I wasted the best of me on your face. They choose not to respond. Out of regret, just pretend it never happened. Half of us laying waste of our youth just in the present. Half of us chasing fountains of youth and it's in the present now.
It's actually all right. I didn't even know I had it in my music library, but it's pretty. It's all right. I thought it was that one song that we played with SZA. I think that's how you pronounce it. But welcome to the Enigmatic Wave Radio Show. I was just chilling, playing some music. We know some of my supporters to come. I see you out there. Yeah. As always, supporting a sister. Welcome to the Enigmatic Wave Radio Show. Today is January. Today, January 14th. We almost, oh, shoot, today is 2 weeks into the new year. Today is season 5, episode 94. We almost at 100 episodes. We definitely have more. I keep saying this, but I'm going to take my time and just sit here for a few days and upload my shows back that I pulled down. But, yeah, that's where we are today, season 5, episode 94. Today's topic is regret. Do you have any? I see y'all there, Tanya. I don't know if you can chime in right now or you just listening, but let me know because I'm actually just hanging out by myself right now. So, but if you want to chop it up with me, text me or hit your number one and let me know. But, yeah, I just want to briefly talk about regrets. Do you have any? What's your thoughts on what they are? Me, personally, I don't have any regrets. I've always said I didn't have any regrets. I know when you think of a regret, it can be like something that you're incredibly emotional about. I guess that's why I say I don't have any regrets. Of course, there's some things that I wish I would have done different in my life. To some, that might be a regret. But I don't have a strong emotion about it or a strong sense of wanting to change it. It's like pretty much it is what it is, you know. But, of course, we all would have liked to have done things different in our life. But if we wouldn't learn anything. And we wouldn't experience anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, realistically, if we was to just have everything laid out perfectly, blueprint, A to Z, 1 to 10, how to do some things, how will you really learn anything other than, okay, I just completed this task or I just learned this lesson or blah, blah, blah. Well, I wouldn't even say learn lessons because to me, in order for you to fail, that's what a learned lesson is. So, but, yeah. I just wanted to kind of talk about regrets a little bit, get some of you guys' thoughts on what a regret is to you. And, again, I really put your personal business out there. But if you want to share, that's cool. You have any regrets, what are they? If you had any regrets, what were they and how were you able to overcome them? Yeah, let's have some dialogue today, so. With that being said, if you guys want to chime in, hit your number one and let me know what your thoughts are. Hit your number one or take my phone. I just wanted to put a topic out just for us to talk about. But if we don't have no discussion, y'all already know. I don't know what I would do with this radio show. I don't know what I would do with this podcast. I'll try to hang in there with this podcast. I don't know. I'm trying to really stay hanging in with this podcast. I think it's really a good thing to me. I know we didn't have some people come on and stay for a minute and keep it moving. Some of that has to do with me, I'm sure. But I don't know. I'm going to try to hang in there, though. Yeah. My sidekick sister's not on. She said she was, oh, that go-ahead raised. Maybe opened up your mic.
Hello, hey, it's me. You doing okay? Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Hey, Ty, I can hear you good. Can
hey,
you hear me?
Hey.
I'm on my headphones. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, that's cool. How you doing, Tanya?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing good.
That's,
I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good.
Doug stopped by the house for a little bit. You know, he's been working the storm duty all week, so I've been having to.
Yeah.
I finally got some time to get away for a little bit.
He
actually stopped. Yeah, he is still working. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He is.
Okay.
He just stopped by for a little bit, but yeah, he's still working.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so your topic, regrets. So, I mean, it's funny because Duck, he was listening to you when you said, what did you say? You said.
I don't have any regrets.
You don't have any regrets, but
there are some things I would have liked to say.
He was like, well, that is regrets. I'm like, well, yeah, I thought that was regrets,
right,
too. But I guess your definition,
right,
you're saying that regrets have, like, strong emotions behind it.
Yeah.
I have maybe a little bit of both. I know if I were to have changed some things in my past, I probably wouldn't have my kids right now. So that's kind of
right.
Do I really want to change anything? But, of course, there's some things I wish I would have done differently. But if I would have done them any differently, I wouldn't have my kids. So would I really want to change that? I don't know. Like, I wish I would have went to a different college, for sure. I would not have been to school here, but then I probably wouldn't have had Mar. You know what I'm saying? I probably wouldn't have met Doug.
Right.
You know? So it's kind of hard, but there's some things I would have went to HBCU.
Okay.
Historical Black College, if anybody knows what that is. If you don't know what that is, I mean. I would have pledged, because I always wanted to pledge for a sorority, but I never had the chance to.
Okay.
I would have picked a different major. Like, I majored, like, I have a BA in, a bachelor's degree in communications, a bachelor of arts degree. I think I would have picked more towards something with math or science or business even. Now looking back now, I feel like that would have helped me out better in life than a communications degree. Even though, you know, I did like my degree because the role I was going towards, I wanted to go towards journalism. But I don't know. I wish I would have did something different. I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I was in college, so I just picked something that kind of resonated with me at the time. But maybe I wouldn't have went to college. You know, I got all this debt. So it's a few things I would have done differently, but it's nothing too crazy, I guess.
Right. So with me, so I just want to respond to you. So with me, I hear everything you're just saying, right? So with that, still don't consider those as regrets. Because it's like, I don't think with you, those things that you say you wish you could have, you should have, would have, or things like that, is it heavily impacting your life? You get what I'm saying? Because I think when you hear a person like, man, I really regret this, or I really regret that. That's, for example, and I've heard it so many times, dudes that go to jail, that'd be, man, I regret I did that. Man, I regret I made that decision. You see what I'm saying?
That heavily
impacted their life, opposed to, dang, I wish I would have went to this college or chose this major opposed to this one. Like with me, I can sort of kind of say it, but I really don't have a strong feeling about it. Like, dang, I have a degree in computer programming. I started with electrical engineer back in the 90s when I first started college, but I ended up doing the computer programming and getting a degree in it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Of course, I don't use computer programming at all, you know, but I don't say to myself, like, maybe I should have took up. I don't even know what I would have took up opposed to that back then. And even now, because I know you may have heard me say it before, like, even as a child coming up in grade school, well, elementary school and things like that, I never had a what I want to be when I grow up. I never had that outlook on my future. I just never did. So once I became an adult, I just did things.
like it just so happened I got this good job or I got that job or I just decided I wanted to go to school, okay, and then we just go down the list, okay, who? Where is my finger laying? I'm just making a scenario, but I'm sure I didn't do that, but I'm not using that degree at all. So in a sense, go ahead.
I mean, I hear what you're saying because, you know, obviously going to jail is definitely a big life change. But honestly, I feel like going to college, because I really wanted to go to school in California when I was 17. I was definitely deterred, turned away from it from my parents. My parents did not want me to go. They wanted me, that's my mother, they wanted me to stay here. They told me I was not going to make it out there in California. I was not going to succeed because I wanted to be an actress. They told me that. And that is probably one of my biggest regrets that I didn't go do that. I still have yet to make it out. It's a regret.
Because you feel strongly about it. Like, it's like, dang, if I would have really did this, but then you could think about all the things if you did that, what wouldn't be? You wouldn't know me. You wouldn't marry Doug. You wouldn't have the baby.
Right.
You see what I'm saying, Mari? It's a whole list of things you could say, okay, if I would have made this choice in my life, this wouldn't have happened. I'm sure we all can. But, again, like I say, is it impacting you now? Like, if you're sitting in your room or you're sitting in your living room or even driving in your car, like, dang, man, I should have did this. Then, yeah, that's a regret.
I do. It still bothers me that I should have really followed what I truly wanted to do, but I just kept listening to what others wanted me to do. And I do. I really do regret that. I mean, but at the same time, I wouldn't have my kids. So if I could do it in a different alternate universe where I could still have my kids in this timeline and I had an opposite timeline or something, I would do it. I would definitely do it if I could change it and still have them here.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
I would.
Wow, that's interesting. Because I'm about to say, so Jerome, I see you out there. Thank you for tuning in. Once you're ready to chime in, just get your number one or text me. I'll bring you in. But, I would say to that, what's holding you back from striving to fulfill some of that? I know you can't just get up and go now. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's never too late for you to fulfill a dream you have or accomplish a goal you have. It may not be what it was at the age of 18, but where you are now, I think you really can accomplish or follow some of that dream that you had at one point. I really think you can. The journalism. If you still want to. I know you said you got the student loan, so tell y'all won't need any more loans.
Yeah. I did. Try to go, like I did, at, you know, like a few years ago, probably like 10 years ago. So I did go back into acting. It just wasn't really working out with my lifestyle, taking care of kids and my job. So I had to give it up. And as far as the journalism, I did used to write. I have blogs and things like that. But once again, like children took over. So I don't know if I'll ever go back in that direction. I don't think so. But, yeah.
I'm going to say this to both of those. And I'm probably talking to myself, too, because there's still a lot of things that I want to do that I haven't completed either. But I think with both of those you said, and you really don't necessarily have to go to school for either of them. You know what I'm saying? You can... Man, it's so much you could do with technology nowadays to do the things you want to do, whether it's getting a degree in it or, you know what I'm saying? Because you can you can learn whatever you want to learn for free. It's just out there. The information is out there. I think with the acting, man, Tanya, I would really do those things you want to do. Take that hour a day if you can. Out of your time, take that hour out of your day if you can to just practice some skits. Record yourself doing it. Even if you don't show anyone or post it, at least you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? And then keep writing. Keep on writing. Just like you said, you got your blog or just randomly writing or even doing a okay, I'm about to bring you in, Jerome. Or even bring audio record yourself. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring Jerome in real quick. I like that, though, but I really want you to try to do the best you can, because I get it with the children and work, because trust me, even though I don't have that there, I kind of can't understand how it is when you can become distracted and you can't fulfill your thing. Hey, Jerome.
Wayne, what's going on?
Scott, what's going on, Jerome? Happy Sunday and all that good stuff.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you for tuning in, as always. Yeah. So, yeah, today's show is we talking about regrets. Do you have any? And at the beginning, I was saying that I don't have any regrets. To me, a regret is something that you have a strong emotion about. Tanya did give some examples of what a regret is and what she regret. I don't know how much you heard or not, though. But, yeah, we kind of just talking about that, you know. Do you have any regrets? What are they? What you think a regret is? If you had one, what did you do to overcome it? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. But that's what we're talking about. But I want you to give Tanya some good advice. I love Tanya. That's my daughter-in-law. And I didn't know she was still willing to do those things. I think she really still can fulfill those dreams and goals. Like I say, it may not be what it was when she was younger, but I think she really still can. I think so. I think we all can, actually, to some extent.
100%. I think it's all about how we prioritize our life, right? Because I used to be like, damn, like, because I think I heard Tanya mention, your Tanya mention, about like somebody that's locked up, right? So when I had got locked up, fresh out of high school, matter of fact, I was still in high school when I got locked up. About to graduate, and I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I shouldn't have been fucking with them niggas, right? But that was my perspective of it, right? You know what I'm saying? I thought, like, me being around them niggas would got me locked up. But no, I got myself locked up, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew better, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I say, like, a lot of stuff be perspective. You know what I'm saying? And how we view shit. Because for real, like, because, you know, I was locked up from 18 to 25. So when I realized, like, who I am today, I love who I am. And I did say at one point in time, I'm like, damn, what I had been a different person. Like, me and my nigga used to say this when we was locked up. What if we just motherfucking just had went to college and shit? Like, what would our life be? But for real, when it's all said and done, like, shit, we here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love the person that I am today. And I think it's all about perspective. And I can't place emphasis so much on perspective enough, because sometimes shit don't be as bad as we be thinking it be in our own mind. You know what I'm saying? Because we done already been through the worst days of our life already, and we made it through, right? You know what I'm saying? When we felt like we weren't going to get through and shit was just that hard. And look at us. Still doing good shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also I wanted to say this too. When it comes to like goals and shit, my phone said that my screen time was up 10% today, that I was on my phone for an average of 7 hours and some change today. I say, damn, I could have took a fucking college course.
Yeah.
If my screen time was up 7 hours a day I was on my phone, I could have been on the computer taking a college course.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about how we prioritize our time. And then I'm going to say this. I got a homegirl from the west side, right? Single mom, 4 kids, right? I'm talking about she turned around, fucked me up when she turned around and finished her master's. She like, man, I want to finish my master's. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn, we be sitting up here saying we ain't able to do this or do that because of kids or what we don't have or what we do have or this person or that person. That woman did it with 4 kids. Oh, and she got all girls. Did that shit, like, and I was like, damn, like, and it made me look at shit differently, like, one, women for sure, y'all for sure take care of business, you know what I'm saying? But it also made me realize how we prioritize our time, because we talk on the phone with a motherfucker for 30, 45 minutes, and turn around, fuck around on social media, and I'm speaking by myself, you know what I'm saying? I could spend that time, I could spend that time on a course, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, thing, better myself, reading a book on personal development, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Taking a trip, anything, it's all about how we manage our time. Because we can always say, we need this to be in place, or if this wasn't in place, we'd be here or we'd be there. No, it's really about working with what we got and prioritizing.
Yeah.
That's all. And just locking in. Just locking in.
And I'm really. Like,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Nope, you go ahead.
No, I was just about to say, that's why I really love talking to my nigga Bree, right? Because I don't give a fuck what's going on. Right? One thing, Bree, hey, we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. And guess what?
Oh,
we always do.
I got to interrupt you on this. You know she got her chef coat on Friday.
You see what I'm saying? Shit like that. You see what I'm saying?
Taya, you hear what I'm saying, Taya? That girl going through so much stuff. She got that chef coat.
Congratulations, Bree.
Yeah,
I'm proud of her.
I'm very proud
of her. That's an example of her, of her locking in. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bree, that's my nigga. We ain't talked on the phone in a minute. We may say little shit here and there, but guess what? I know she locked in. But I said that to say, not saying, because it's real shit. A lot of times we personalize things when people aren't, damn, because I could easily be like, damn, I ain't hollering at Bree. She ain't fucking with me. But guess what? She's fucking with herself. She getting her own stuff together.
That's
and I think a lot of times, a lot of times we personalize things like, damn, I ain't holler at this person, they ain't fucking with me. No, people working on their own goals, and we should be doing the same thing. So when we do see that person, damn, I ain't seen you in a while, what you been doing? And then we both able to share good news because we both didn't lock in. But yeah, perspective, that's all. That's all I got to say to that perspective. You got a question?
That's some great wisdom. I had a person. I just want to make a comment real quick. I had a person, and it kind of, I won't say it made me feel bad, but it really made me think about some things about myself. But I had a person that I've known for a while, and he's always known me to do the books because I got the publishing company. So he reached out. He actually sent a message on Messenger. Like, man, I've been trying to find you. Don't nobody know where you at, blah, blah, blah. He was like, I know you done wrote that New York Times bestseller. I know you doing this with your podcast. And it's like, wow, that's crazy because I've been doing both forever and I have not succeeded how I want to. I'm going to say that. And, of course, how other people pretty much think of where I should be at. But I'm like, dang, that is true, man. I've been doing this stuff forever and I ain't made no major moves with neither one. That's so crazy. But, yeah, I wanted to make that comment, though. But that was interesting how people kind of don't see you for a while, and then when they do or hear from you, they expect you to be in a certain position. And it's like, dang, am I supposed to be there? Probably not, because I don't think that's where I'm supposed to be if I'm not there, though. You know what I'm saying? That's just.
Not real, though.
Yeah. That's what's up. Yeah. What you think about what he said, Ty? Because I definitely think you should go on and strive to try to get both of those. Even if you go ahead, even if you publish a newsletter or a book, I know you published a journal. She did. Tanya wrote a journal and published it on Amazon. But I'm not sure to what extent that you want to go with your writing. I know a journal is, and that's pretty much reporting on this topic or that topic. But where are you actually looking to go with your journalism? Because I know you can do it.
I definitely heard what he said about, you know, prioritize your time. And he's right. We spend a lot of time on these devices. And you're right. I mean, 7 hours on your phone, you could have took a course. It's funny because I'm actually taking a course now. It's only 7 hours long, but it's taking me forever to finish it. But I think my thing is that I feel like I have, like, some undiagnosed ADD or ADHD because I get so distracted so easily, so quickly. And you know how loud my house gets. So when it gets too loud, I can't focus. I can't concentrate, and it breaks, you know, it breaks my concentration to where I end up doing something else. So my thing is I need to focus. I do have I've had a YouTube channel. I've done things with that. I have another YouTube channel that I'm working on now. And it's funny that you mentioned that you have a degree. You have a degree in computer science, and I'm actually kind of leaning towards that.
I'm
all over the place, just trying to figure out what I really want to do with my life. But, yeah, I've been studying data analytics for the past few weeks, and it's something else I'm interested in. I'm really just trying to find a true passion. I think my biggest thing, though, is not necessarily the degree I went for, or it's just I really wanted to have that experience in a different place that's not Ohio, not Cleveland. You know, that was my biggest regret. Not necessarily because the degree per se, I would have changed the degree. I wouldn't have done journalism, but I wouldn't have been here in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I didn't have kids, there's no way I'd be here in Cleveland. To me, there's just, it's really just nothing for me here. But, it's nothing I can change right now. Eventually, me and Duck have talked about leaving the state, but that's nowhere near soon. But I'm always doing something different. I just need to figure out what I want to do and stick with it.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because as long as you know me, I'm always doing something. Like, even dealing with all my clients, they're all different type of clients. So it's like, literally, but do you know, out of all my clients, everything I do, I have no passion for. Like,
really?
I do it because, I do it because I need to pay my bills. But it's none of it is fulfilling. None of it is fulfilling. And I would say this too. Like, I appreciate my clients. Don't get me wrong. And I do appreciate the work they give me, of course, to pay my bills. But I get more satisfaction working out opposed to anything else. Like,
really?
I really say, yeah. And it has gotten to the point where I work out more than I work. I hate to work now. And it's really the people. And I was for real. Like, I said, I wish there was something I can do to work where I don't have to deal with people on no level. Of course, outside of my children, grandchildren, you know, y'all type of deal. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I wouldn't want to deal with people. I would just, like, want to just not deal with people.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. That's how I am, especially when you're dealing with people, like, on a daily basis. You want that break.
And for so long. I've dealt with people for so long. And it's like the quality of people that's walking around that you kind of have to encounter on a day-to-day. It's just the quality is so low and that it drains your energy. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what happens with me. It just drains my energy. So, yeah. But I'm sort of there with you, too, because it's so many things that I want to do, but I haven't quite pinpointed what I'm strongly passionate about to fulfill those things. You know,
right,
I was talking to Doug earlier, and I was telling Doug, like, man, your mother is very intelligent. And it's not just, like, bragging on me, but I am, because I'm skilled in so many things, and I've been doing so many things for so long. But you know what the main thing is, though? Ain't none of this for me. Like, everything that I've done over the years is always been for someone else.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Yeah. The only thing that I could say.
Well, something working out now. That's probably why you like it.
That's the main. And that's why I do it for so long in a day, every day,
mm-hmm.
because it makes me really feel good. And I think that's where my passion at. But I wouldn't want to be a personal trainer or anything like that. I wouldn't take it to the
dealing
to
with people point. Again.
Yeah, it's dealing with people again. So I think that's just something that I have a strong passion to do for myself, but I still
mm-hmm.
need to find other things. Like, I got a whole book publishing company. A guy, because you know I manage a fitness group where people check in with me when they're at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And the other
yep.
day when
mm-hmm.
he FaceTimed me, yeah, I still got that. The other day when he FaceTimed me, he saw my bookshelf. He was like, "Well, you got all the books?" I was like, "Yeah, I got books over here. I got books over there." He was like, "Why?" I didn't want to show him my books, of course, because, you know, I got all types of books. But I was like, "Yeah, I got a book publishing company, blah, blah, blah." He was like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "We got to sit down." But I really don't have a passion for that. I just really don't have a passion to do the books. Now, what I love about that when I was heavy in it was I like the end result. I like going through the rough patches, the rough drafts, the editing to get that final hard copy in my hand, like, dang, it's completed. But you have to go through so much with that now, like, dealing with the random people. And I get it, it's their work, but it's like I've had some trying times with that book publishing that I just don't have a desire for it anymore. I do make it available, and it's not public. So basically, it's pretty private. Like, if you know me and then I decide to work with you, then I would. But I don't put it out there as, okay, King and Queen Publishing doing work, because I don't want to do work like that. Yeah, but I still got it. And I don't know, but that's definitely not my passion. And I need to figure out what mine is.
You really want. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, yeah. But again, like I say, I don't have any regrets. And I think it took me to experience something for me to say, okay, I don't have any regrets. And of course, I didn't experience some of everything. But I take everything that happens to me and I go through as an experience, as a lesson. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, maybe if I wouldn't have dealt with this dude, or maybe if I wouldn't have moved in this place, then this wouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? But again, I don't hold on to it. It's just, boom. Well, yeah,
just
I definitely wanted to talk about it. Yeah, it's just a thought. Yep, it's just a thought. Mm-hmm. Even when, like you say, I got my degree on my wall with my old name. It's so crazy. It's like, wow, I did a lot with that name than what I do with this name. You get what I'm saying? It's like, man. I can't stand that name. But most of my acknowledgments, I really cannot stand that name. I really can't. I didn't realize it was tattooed on my arm. To my trainer said something about it. You know, you got your name tattooed on your arm. Yeah, I forgot I had my freaking name tattooed on my hand, on my arm, girl.
Why do
but
you dislike the name so much? I wonder.
I think it has a lot to do with my mother. I know it has a lot to do with my mother. Yeah. But it doesn't have anything to do with, okay, when I had that name, all this stuff happened to me. Absolutely not. I know for a fact it has a lot to do with my mother. But I hate that name. But I look on my wall at all my awards, and literally only one of them say Queen. All of them say the other name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, and then as strongly as I feel about that name, I don't regret having the name. I just don't like the name. It's just, it doesn't resonate, or I can't relate to it. I don't know. It's so deep. I got to probably work on that. That's probably something I need to work on to figure out. But
it's not like something,
I know, right? Interesting. I didn't even know I felt like that about it.
Right. I didn't know you felt that way either.
Yeah. Oh, I'm about to bring you in, Jerome. I know, right?
Hello.
Hey again.
Yeah, we had got disconnected for a second.
Oh yeah, I saw you had dropped. I didn't know what happened. I thought you took a call or something.
Yeah. I think like what you're saying is interesting, because I think a lot of times we it's good to not my fault. For people act like they can't drive because it's cold outside.
Ain't no
snow on the cold. They act like they can't drive. But no, it was interesting how, like, as people, we could turn around and look at something, like you say, if I hadn't messed with this person or if I hadn't did that, right? Because
right.
I can recall, like, myself utilizing that, right? But then I'm like, yo, that's a victim's mentality. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, the reason I said that is because I'm saying I didn't do X, Y, Z because somebody did something to me. No, hell, because it takes away from personal power. You know what I'm saying? And when we analyze personal power, we got the power to change any fucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And And sometimes we give people in situations too much power. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely, when you had said that, I'm like, damn, that should be real, because that's something I think we all can relate to at some point in our life. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And also when you had mentioned that, I think Tanya had said it, when she was talking about her, I think she used the word, correct me if I'm wrong, I think she said she want to find something like that's purposeful. Did Tanya say that? What she was talking about?
That was Tanya.
Huh?
Tanya. That, it had to be Tanya. I don't know if she used the word. Did you use the word purposeful, Tanya? Because it wasn't me.
I don't think I used the word. I think we were both talking about how we were looking for something that will fulfill us.
Passion.
You know, that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like something fulfilling, right? Because I thought about what y'all was saying, right? And I think the best way for us to find whatever it is fulfilling is to just be quiet sometimes and cloud the noise sound and just listen to our spirit. Because a lot of times we listen to YouTube videos, lectures, and all types of shit. But we really need to be listening to our spirit, because that's where everything is first at. And I heard Tanya mention she – did you say journalism?
Yeah, journalism.
All right. So when I first went to college, that's what I had. I was going for it, right? Because I'm like, damn, I wanted to write articles, and then I had started writing this book like modern day philosophy, right? In a technological era, because I'm like, it's no real philosophers helping shaping our thinking in this time of day, right? So I used to write a lot, and I would write articles as well, so. I'm going to school for journalism. I meet this guy in Bretnor. He walking around doing a book on barbershops. I happen to be in a barbershop at the time. And we just clicked, right? Welcome guy. He bought me a laptop and everything. You know what I'm saying? I had just came home. He like, man, I like that you're trying to do something different. I'm going to buy you a laptop. Pursue your writing. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me know how I can help and perfect it. You know what I'm saying, with you, and, like, we go figure it out. But I said that to say this. Sometimes what it is that we start out with, it's not what we finish out with, but it still all ties in. You know, like, we can still do writing. We can still do, what time is it, 7:50? We can still do, like, multiple things that we wanted to do, but it all still ties in. Because I think Tanya had mentioned something about data and a data analysis. Is that what you said?
Yeah, data analysis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, okay. We all do that shit every day, retaining information and analyze it. You hear me? Do that shit. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that's between us and our goals, for real, is us making the time to do it. And I remember I heard a guy say this. Whatever you're thinking about doing right now, just do it. He say, because whether you believe it or not, you'll be in a better position than you was next year. At least you won't be in the same space. And
that's
I thought
true.
That was interesting. So, like, we could just do some shit. You know what I'm saying? Because by just doing something, it allows us to not be in a place that we was last year. And it keeps us continually evolving. So, you know, our challenge is all. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to talk to Bree about getting her motherfucking white coat. I'm excited for her. But, you know, like, me knowing Bree and, like, knowing she always,
no,
like,
she got the
pushing through shit.
She got the black. She still got to get the white. She got the black. You know it's a step. So I think she get her white in this summer. So, yeah, she got the black one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, hey, but even that, because Bree, she always pushing through some shit because the way her spirit feel, right? So, like, us, I just challenge us to do the same shit. Like, let's push through these emotions that we be feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because for real, that's all it is feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Push through those feelings and thoughts. Because guess what? We, you know how many heartbreaks and shit we done pushed through and came out on top?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, like, let's not minimize our fucking capacity to do shit.
Then it's
like,
no, I know. Shoot.
For real, though.
I done had a few. And
for
cool.
Real,
yeah. Man, that's what's up.
That.
I like that.
Yeah,
my
real.
Apologies. Yeah, that's what's up. That's a good wisdom. And it's got me thinking, like, it's so much I want to do. And I hear you when you say, I have to quiet, and I do. I love to be quiet. And sometimes a person will call, they be like, what you doing? I'm just sitting here being quiet. I like to be, I love to be quiet until I hear some noise from the neighbors or something like that. But for the most part, my house is quiet. I'm just sitting there just in my thoughts. But
I can't
do believe. Everything. Yeah, I know. But see, you have children. So it's kind of hard unless you find that place. And, you know, we just spoke about this before, like, try to find that escape where you can go to just to take that little time for yourself. Because as a human, you need it, period. Not even as a mother, just as a person, as a human. You need to find that peace for yourself. That's why I have to stay by myself, because I will protect my peace by all means necessary. Like I said on the show last week, that's all I want for this year and moving forward, just to keep my peace, period. Of course, I need some other things, but right now that's my main focus. And whatever comes with that, that's what I have to do. But as a human, you need that. Sometimes you might need more than that hour, but you got to take it for yourself because it's going to tear you up if you don't. And you got little people.
They look like my little people.
Yeah, Kaya is about to be 3 this next month, and then Kyrie 6, 7.
Kyrie
7.
Yeah. Them two alone can make
two
noise.
Alone.
I'm
that's
surprised it's quiet now, honestly. Yeah,
I know. That's
Kaya.
All I was gonna say where they at. Yeah.
They down there.
Oh,
they're not up here.
Tanya.
Sure. Yeah.
So I think what Queen said is very important as far as finding that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your time just got to be the wee hours of the night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it is.
Okay.
I'll be up till 2 a.m., but then I got to get up at 6 to take him to school. So that's the problem. I don't get enough sleep because I'm also a stay-at-home working mom. So I work full-time at home, and I have the 2-year-old at home with me. So I'm with her all day. But, yeah, that's my only time I get is all night. And then my husband's like, when you coming to bed? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my time right there, middle of the night, yep.
Okay. You're already putting together the system now, but not
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she does the things I didn't know. You was taking a class, and you're inching up to where you want to be. You're just not doing it like, boom, I'm about
fast
to do it
enough.
And get it done. Yeah,
exactly. But I want it done faster, but it's just not, it's not happening. But it's cool, you know.
But like Jerome said, if you don't, as long as you do something, you're going to be in a different position than where you were a year ago. So
that's true.
Yeah, that's what's up. But yeah, I definitely appreciate y'all. Y'all got me thinking about some things. I'm about to, of course, go do me a night workout. But then once I get done, I'm going to just go sit. Gotta get that night cardio in. I would fit. It's just collect my thoughts and just kind of figure some things out. Because it's the stuff I want to do. It's the stuff. Mm-hmm. But I got to figure out what's fulfilling for me, because that's the only thing that's going to keep me consistent. It's just fulfilling. If it's not fulfilling, I'm not going to be consistent with it. Yeah. But yeah, this is a great show. Thank you, Jerome. Thank you, Taya. Yeah,
thank y'all.
Put some things on my brain. Willfully, it was helpful to both of y'all as well. Yeah, definitely appreciate you guys. Yep. So with that being said, I think we done came up on that magic hour.
I like that.
Yeah, that was a great dialogue, great conversation. Made me kind of think. That's what I like about this. When we do get some dialogue, it's like, okay, that was some good wisdom there I can use for the week.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so with that being said, you guys don't have no last thoughts before we end the show. That's pretty much all I got. Until next week, I'm not sure what the topic was. I came up with this topic literally at 6:30 today, y'all. I've been trying to work on a list of topics, and maybe that's going to be my assignment for this week, is try to work on this list of topics, because I literally came up with this for like 6:30. Yeah, I got it. I think I'm up there. Yeah, Duck was telling me about that today. I mean, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pull that up and see what they come up with, trying to come up with some good topics. I definitely want to get back into the relationship topics, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, absolutely. So I definitely appreciate you guys.
It.
Thank you for tuning in. Until next Sunday, same place, same time, I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Thank you guys for always supporting the show. Until next week, you guys have an enjoyable week.
Yes,
peace.
Peace.
Thank you. All right.